Or for that matter, have you ever had the words to a song in your head you sang it one way for years, only to find out you've been singing it wrong the whole time? Well, one of the funniest get-it-wrong examples that I ever saw was on that old sitcom on TV called Wings. Some of y'all may remember that show. It had great characters. One of them was an immigrant from Sicily, played by actor Tony Shalhoub. His character was a cab driver named Antonio Scarpacci. And one day, Antonio came into the airport terminal where the show always played out, and he was carrying a guitar. And he was asked what he played, and he says, "Oh, I don't know much. I just won a song, really. But it was a song I clung to for years as I dreamed of coming to America. It was how I first learned to speak words in English. It is very special to me." So, of course, everyone in the cast wanted to hear him play this very special song. So Antonio, he kind of sheepishly agreed. He started to play, and then he began to sing, "My goat knows the bowling score, hallelujah." And everyone looks at him, and they look around, and they're embarrassed for him. And the girl behind the counter says, Antonio, that's not right. The words are actually, "Michael rowed the boat ashore," not "my goat knows the bowling score." Antonio just stared at everybody and said, "Oh my God, I've been living a lie." It was one of my favorite TV laughs of all time. So yeah, I mean, we all do that, right? Getting the words to a song wrong can be an innocent, sometimes even hilarious experience. But what about when someone tells you the words and you sing it the way you've been told? Well, that's a different story, right? At that point, you're potentially embarrassed because somebody else insisted to you that things were a certain way and it turns out they were not. Which, by the way, is exactly what's happening with the push for green energy right now. Because the words we're being given by the Biden administration about the wonders of an all-electric net-zero emissions vehicle industry are just not true. They are not accurate. The world is being sold a bill of goods that will wind up being embarrassing if left unchecked. We're being asked to sing a song, and it's not even titled correctly at this point. They're calling it net-zero. I'm calling it green energy socialism. Look, there's a story out today that a number of Alabama cities are being given millions of dollars by the Biden administration to purchase new electric school buses. Whoop, whoop. Despite the fact that school districts nationwide are reporting major problems with electric school buses. Everything from charging to reliability to parts, all of it. And there's a song being sung right now about the wonders of net zero emissions, but like I said, the lyrics are all wrong. Now, before anyone out there who drives a Tesla or a Nissan Leaf or one of the others wants to get uppity and start calling into the show and telling me how wonderful their driving experiences are, please know that if you want to own electric vehicles, I'm all for you. Go for it. I'm good with that. I do not resent or disavow that the electric vehicle may have a place in modern society, and if you want one, go get one. Where I do have a problem is with the inexplicable socialist effort to mandate that we all get one and do so within the next 10 years. Because, folks, the words of the song that Biden is singing right now, those are definitely songs about green energy socialism. So let's break this down a bit. First of all, socialism is defined, in part, as a centrally planned economy in which the government directs, owns, or controls the means of production. History is filled with the dead and dying carcasses of nations whose governments decided to take control of the drivers of their economy. Socialism removes independence. It removes drive to succeed. It removes the carrot, just leaves a stick. And what we're seeing right now is, in fact, green energy socialism. First of all, it's a violation of free market principles for the government to emphatically choose the winners and losers in any product or service. That's exactly what's happening right now with Biden's incessant push to net zero emissions. Has there ever been an industry more heavily subsidized than the green energy sector of manufacturing? Without government subsidies, tax breaks, super emphasis, and regulatory burdens on its competitors, the green energy push would die in a pile. For example, right now, if you buy an American Union-built electric vehicle, you can get a tax credit worth up to $7,500. Wow. So basically, U.S. citizens are being taxed heavily to have one of their most commonly prized consumer items, a car, degraded and put out of business, to force them to then buy another one that they may not have even wanted. And if they do, they'll be rewarded with some of their own tax dollars back. But the lyrics to that song don't fit at all. Propping up a sector of the economy to push the green agenda? That, my friends, is green energy socialism. How about the necessary infrastructure to support the push to switch over one-third of all vehicles to electric by the year 2035? Look, we don't have, nor will we have anytime soon, the capacity to support that many electric vehicles suddenly on the road, all of which will need intermittent charging. I have immediate family members right now who live 12 hours away. Charlene and I have no expectation that the charging stations will all be in place if I were to switch to an electric vehicle to get me up to see those grandkids. Now, call it range anxiety if you want to, but I have no faith that the infrastructure is going to be in place to match the deadlines being set for the big switchover. So what does the government do? Well, they underwrite the private sector's ability to install charging stations along major routes, all of which will take longer than the time frame they put in place. But all of you in the rural areas, well, good luck. You see, they're singing that song, but the lyrics ain't right. The song they're singing is really about green energy socialism. And then I got to ask, what about public safety? I mean, everybody listening to me right now, we all live in Tornado Alley, right? When the 2011 tornadoes came through and devastated huge swaths of our state, there were whole communities who went without power for weeks. So how do we charge our vehicles if the whole electric grid is down because of a natural disaster or a terrorist incident? Or worse yet, some kind of Chinese balloon floats by with an EMP device slung under it and knocks everything down. If the grid is down, what will that mean for ambulances and fire trucks and rescue vehicles and police? They'll have to wait till the power comes back on to do their crucial jobs of saving lives and maintaining order? I don't think so, but it's a fair question though, isn't it? Now the song they're singing doesn't even appear to include all the lyrics. I mean, they're leaving out the whole aspect of public safety in that singing altogether. Look, when the government cares more about its green energy agenda than it does about the welfare of its citizens, then the song that they're singing is about green energy socialism. And the problem is, so many people are not questioning this narrative enough. They aren't questioning the fact that they're being told to sing the green energy socialism song, but the lyrics are not even close to being right. The incessant push to net zero in electric vehicles, the lyrics to that green energy song, they are just absolutely not right. And they know they're not right. They violate the free market values we hold dear in a capitalistic society. They are unsustainable, unworkable, and will be for quite some time. And they have the potential for reducing quality of life and degrading public safety. Somebody needs to look up the right lyrics and get this song back on track. So yeah, EVs may have their place. I'm fine with that. I don't know anybody who isn't fine with that. But mandating a retooling of our entire economy, our infrastructure, our daily lives, even our public safety, by subsidizing change that nobody was asking for, that, my friends, is not just the wrong lyrics, it's the wrong song. That's green energy socialism. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. I mean, they are literally trying to get you to believe that they can retool the entire economy. And it'll all be great. In the next 10 years, don't worry. We'll have you out of that darn gas-burning car. Next thing you know, you can't get anywhere, and no one can get to you. I say take it in stages. Let the free market do its work. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.